Not letting you play lower than your potential. He always made you play to your highest potential, and the standard that he set is something that you just don't really see too much in life. And I'm very thankful for what he's done and how hard he harped on the fundamentals and the little things. And he really made it an important thing to us to really look at the little things as big things.
Is there anything in particular you want to accomplish this week where you'll feel good about your timeline?
I think I'm just going to do my best, see what the numbers are. I think I'll be pleased with it, everything I do.
What do you try to sell to people when you meet them and introduce, you know, you as a person?
My passion for football. I don't think many people know how important football is to me and how big of a role it's played throughout my life.
Everybody would like me to talk about football, but in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter to you whether or not you go number one overall or three or five or seven?
No, it really doesn't. Whatever team feels like they want me the most, that's the team I want to be in, and whoever picks me is going to be that team. So.
Where have you been training since getting to college all season? What have you worked on?
With Travelle Gaines at his place called Athletic Gaines in Las Vegas, and really just overall strength. I've been working with Bob Wiley, doing offensive line drills and watching film, just sharpening up on the technical stuff. Yeah, my passion for football. I feel like a lot of people don't know the impact football has on my life and before college and the role it's played.
Why do you think you have to emphasize that? Is that not evident when you play?
I think there's a big, I don't know, aura of people think that I'm kind of lackadaisical, I guess, or I don't know, but I'm just really trying to show people how much football means to me and how much I really do care about it. Yeah, that I can translate from what I did in college to the NFL, and also I'm going to improve. I'm going to keep trying to get better. I've never feel like I've made it to a certain point where I don't think I can get better, and that's something I always do is try to improve. Excuse me?
How do you describe the team to the impact that football
has done? Just various things that I've done for football and football has done for me throughout my life. The sacrifices that I've made to be able to play the sport and things of that nature. In college, all throughout college, probably Frank Clark. He's just a very high motor guy, strong guy, and well coached.
Where would you say you're at your best? In what situation? Run blocking, pass protection?
I would say I'm always at my best at whatever I'm doing at the time. I always refocus myself to what's important during that play, and that's when you need to be at your best at every single play. So that's my focus.
You brought up passion and dedication a couple times already, and it seems like somebody said something along the way that
Mississippi tackle Larrabee Tunsil, podium C. Mississippi tackle Larrabee Tunsil, podium C.
I'm not sure the exact source. I've just heard many different things that people think I'm just a laid-back guy that just relies on his talent and doesn't really love the game like you should. So I'm really trying to show those people what football has meant to me. Not necessarily those people, but teams.
Where have you heard you'll go in the draft?
Anywhere in the top 10, so who knows.
Do you pay attention to mock drafts?
No. Definitely don't pay attention to mock drafts. They're usually wrong. Yes. Yeah, I talked to about near 20 teams last night, so. What was
the question about CJ?
Oh, I knew he was a playmaker. I knew before he moved to running back he was a playmaker. We just need to get the ball in his hands, and he's going to make plays. He was one of the most athletic guys on our team and one of the most natural runners that we had. And what we need to do is just get the ball in his hands, and I'm glad it translated well at running back.
Philadelphia Eagles head coach.
I kind of knew it would be like that. I knew. I've seen. You know, he's in my class. I've seen him grow as a player, and I knew that if we just get the ball in his hands, he'd make plays happen. I really wasn't surprised.